Good morning, everyone. I take this opportunity to welcome any visitors we have with us today on this, the 25th Sunday of Ordinary Time. Also, a Sunday acknowledged as Catechetical Sunday throughout the Universal Church. And with that, I have a letter from Archbishop Amon to read. To clergy, religious, and laity of the Archdiocese of New Orleans, dear sisters and brothers in Christ, today, throughout the Catholic Church, we celebrate Catechetical Sunday with the theme of I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you. This is a special observance in each parish as we pray for and ask God's blessings upon all those who share in the important work of catechesis and Christian formation. Those who share in this ministry are our catechists in the parish school of religion, the administrators and teachers in our Catholic schools, youth ministers, and those who are involved in the ministry of RCIA, Rite of Christian Initiation for Adults. Please join me in thanking them for not only giving of themselves in a generous way to provide religious education and formation for our youth and adults, but also pray that God will continue to bless them and inspire them in their ministry. They give of themselves in a generous way to help others open their hearts to Christ. Furthermore, their example of faith is one that can be a source of inspiration to us. Join me in praying for students, parents, and families on this Catechetical Sunday. We are reminded that parents are the primary teachers of their children in faith, and we pray for them that they will joyfully fulfill this vocation. I invite parents involved to continue this involvement in the education and Christian formation of their children. Parents, they need you, your support, and they need your example of living out your faith. You are a powerful witness to your child. Please know of my deep appreciation and prayer of thanksgiving to all of you who share in this important ministry of catechesis and Christian formation. Wishing you God's blessings and with the assurance of my prayers, I am gratefully in Christ, Most Reverend Gregory M. Amon, Archbishop of New Orleans. And we will recognize all catechists of the parish following the creed this morning. I'll invite everybody to be seated and invite those catechists to stand as we will have them, allow them to recommit themselves to the Lord in this wonderful and most necessary ministry. We thank everyone who has donated to the Hurricane Laura Relief. We have raised over $7,000 to send to the Diocese of Lake Charles. With the current COVID restrictions, we are unable to offer our regular Sunday dismissal for children in kindergarten to second grade, which usually takes place at this Mass. However, beginning today, the Sunday dismissal activity sheets will be available to families to take home and work on together. If your children and grandchildren are not able to attend Mass, feel free to take one home to them. Extraordinary ministers, lectors, and ushers, we are asking that you begin signing in to the black binder once again. We will be able to use this as a way to communicate if necessary. We have the fourth quarter schedule for extraordinary ministers of Holy Communion and lectors, as well as the new lector workbook in the back space in the library section of our church. We did not have enough volunteers to do an usher schedule. If you have or sense that you have a calling to any of these ministries, please call the church office. We are always in need of extra help. The intentions for this morning's Mass. Ingrid Mistich Leverett, Jana Petrovich, Vincent and Belle Ladner, Maria Tesvich, Renee Bowers, Sr., Kathy Madeir, James Glenn, Thomas Casey Goodwine, Kenneth L. Harvey, Lucille Bernard, Ante J. Tesvich, Dolores Kepner, George D. Lawbury, Jr., Bradburn Buris, Sr., Collins and Genevieve Dewey, Judy Jean Fro, Nick Vestuto, the Sanders and Dobart families, and Albert William Short. At this time, we invite everyone to stand as we can express a word or a gesture of welcome to each other as we prepare to encounter Christ in the word and sacrament of the altar.
As our celebration begins, let us raise our voices in singing, praise, and thanksgiving.
Praise and thanksgiving, Father, we offer. For all things living, you have made good. Harvest of sown fields, fruits of the orchard. Hay from the mown fields, blossom and wood. Father, providing food for your children, by your wise guiding, teach us to share. One with another, so that rejoicing,
we offer praise and thanksgiving in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace and peace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Beloved, let us enter this moment of grace on this 25th Sunday of Ordinary Time, where the great mercy and love, the generosity of our God is manifest in our liturgy today, in a particular way the Word of God speaks to this. Let us open our hearts as we acknowledge our shortcomings, our failings, our sin, knowing that the Lord is filled with gentleness and compassion and eager to heal us and strengthen us. We seek forgiveness, healing, and peace. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, Heavenly King, O God, Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world. Receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. O God, who founded all the commands of your sacred law upon love of you and of our neighbor, grant that by keeping your precepts, we may merit to attain eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call him while he is near. Let the scoundrel forsake his way and the wicked his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord for mercy, to our God, who is generous and forgiving. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so high are my ways above your ways, and my thoughts above your thoughts. The word of the Lord.
The Lord is near to all who call on him.
The Lord is near to all who call on him.
Every day I will bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and highly to be praised. His greatness is unsearchable.
The Lord is near to all who call on him.
The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness. The Lord is good to all and compassionate toward all his works.
The Lord is near to all who call on him.
The Lord is just in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth.
The Lord is near to all who call on him.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians. Brothers and sisters, Christ will be magnified in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me, life is Christ, and death is gain. If I go on living in the flesh, that means fruitful labor for me. And I do not know which I shall choose. I'm caught between the two. I long to depart this life and be with Christ, for that is far better. Yet, that I remain in the flesh is more necessary for your benefit. Only, conduct yourselves in a way worthy of the gospel of Christ. The word of the Lord.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Open our hearts, O Lord, to listen to the words of your Son.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out at dawn to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with them for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. Going out about 9 o'clock, the landowner saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, "You too go into my vineyard, and I will give you what is just." So they went off, and he went out again around noon and around 3 o'clock and did likewise. Going out about 5 o'clock, the landowner found others standing around and said to them, "Why do you stand here idle all day?" They answered, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "You too go into my vineyard." When it was evening, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Summon the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and ending with the first." When those who had started about 5 o'clock came, each received the usual daily wage. So when the first came, they thought that they would receive more, but each of them also got the usual wage. And on receiving it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "These last ones worked only an hour, and you have made them equal to us who bore the day's burden and the heat." He said to one of them in reply, "My friend, I am not cheating you. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what is yours and go. What if I wish to give this last one the same as you? Or am I not free to do as I wish with my own money? Are you envious because I am generous? Thus the last will be first, and the first will be last." The Gospel of the Lord. Last weekend, Saturday to be exact, my mother-in-law turned 100 years old. Isn't that amazing? And when people would ask her, you know, "How did you manage to live so long?" she would jokingly reply, "God doesn't want me." It's a joke, of course. And yet, a lot of times you hear people later on in life uttering sort of a similar thing in a more serious vein. Basically, why am I still here? Now, this is not the same thing as the sort of survivor's guilt that a lot of soldiers speak about when they're, you know, their buddies are killed left and right of them, and they say, "Why them and not me?" What I'm referring to here is more of a, you know, I've lived a good Christian life. I've gone to Mass. I've prayed for my family, my friends. You know, what more does the Lord ask of me? We hear St. Paul sort of juggling this same conundrum, the same question in his writing today, in his letter to the Philippians, when he says, "Life is Christ, and death is gain." Now, as good and faithful people, we're asked to hold on to that both and in the answer to this question, to hold on to both our life in and for Christ and our death in and for Christ. As St. Paul rather plainly states this in his letter to the Philippians when he says, "I long to depart this life and be with Christ, yet that I remain in the flesh is more necessary for your benefit." He's sort of indicating the kind of life a Christian is meant to lead, what a Christian is meant to do, to bring people to God, to make disciples of all the world, as Jesus asked right before his assumption into heaven. This does indeed mean evangelizing, that dreaded word that no one likes to hear. God's not asking us to take a bullhorn and go down to Bourbon Street and stand there and go, "You sinners are all going to hell." That's not what this is about. What St. Paul is talking about, what our Lord has asked us to do, is live lives that attract people to the gospel message, whether by word, by deed, live what we believe. And when we do, Scripture tells us that God is merciful and generous in rewarding those people who live their lives in this manner, who live their Christian life and show they believe by all that they do. And this is the message that Jesus puts forward in his parable today. I think it's almost fairly obvious that God would be seen as the landowner in this particular story. But the people that he hires, you can sort of look at that two different ways. You can see perhaps he means all the people who are currently alive or who have ever been alive, or perhaps he means people who repent and convert their lives at different times as they age. You can legitimately look at this parable both ways, but the reward is still the same. If you think about it, we today are the newbies. We're the recent ones. We are the replacements in God's army, the church militant. You know, that's an old term referring to the church here on earth. But we're merely continuing work that was begun by others 2,000 years ago. But our reward for doing so is the same. If we look at it in terms of repentance, we hear over and over again in Scripture, there is more rejoicing in heaven over one repentant sinner, so that even those who live horrible lives and repent at the last moment are offered the hope of the award in heaven, the same beatific vision. And God's not cheating anyone out of this. He's being generous. He's being merciful. Our church has taught us this countless ways over the centuries. I think one of the most amazing is one that was written down on paper around the time that my mother-in-law was a teenager in the diary of St. Faustina Kowalska, the patron saint of Divine Mercy, the beautiful Divine Mercy image that we have in our day chapel. Over and over, passage after passage of messages she received, going deeply into the rivers, the oceans of God's mercy that are available to people just for the asking, just for the conversion, the repentance, and turning back to living a life that attracts everyone to the gospel message. So what does it mean for us? How do we do this? First of all, one of the things we absolutely must do, we must reject living the way of relativism. Relativism is a philosophical name for the way people view reality today. I have my truth, you have your truth, and anything goes. That's false. It's a lie. And we are called to live in such a way that we show that we believe there are absolutes, absolute truths, things that are inherently good, things that are inherently evil. We take St. Thomas Aquinas' advice to do good and avoid evil. Living this way is living the gospel message, attracts people to the gospel. We have to show others that when we live and breathe in Christ, we are living as God intended for us to do. We have to take seriously the mission handed to us by our Lord to make disciples of all the world, or at least our little part of it. Not everybody's called to go be a missionary around the entire world. There's a saying in the Curcio movement that you may have heard, bloom where you're planted. If everybody makes disciples of the people around them, think of how transformative this could be in all the world. And something we must remember to do. Public opinion polls tell us that not everybody believes in this. But when we go and receive our daily wage, the daily bread of the Eucharist that our Lord has given us, let's receive with reverence, with awe. Because despite what some people think, we hold this to actually truly be Christ present here with us as he promised to be with us till the end of time. And so when that time does come in our lives that we ask the question, why am I still here? Let us join together with St. Paul and revel in the fact that God has given us one more day to labor in his vineyard. And let us look forward to the award he has promised to all his good and faithful servants. God love you.
Amen. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. And I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Please be seated for a moment. For the pastoral activity of the church, the cooperation of a great many people is needed, so that communities as well as individuals may advance to full maturity in faith and continually show forth their faith through the celebration of the liturgy, through study, and through their manner of life. This cooperation is provided by those who devote themselves to catechesis. Enlightened by God's word and the teaching of the church, catechists impart to others an initiation or a deeper formation in those realities that they themselves have learned as truths to be followed in living and to be celebrated in liturgy. In this celebration, we will bless the name of the Lord for giving us such co-workers and pray that through the Holy Spirit, they will receive the grace they need in their service to the church. And so with those who are willing to serve as catechists, those who are present at this Mass, in Our Lady of Perpetual Help Catholic Church, please stand. And now I ask you, are you willing to exercise the ministry of catechesis here at Our Lady of Perpetual Help Church in Belchase? May God help you to be good stewards to what has been entrusted to you. And may you and all the catechists who serve in this parish receive the grace you need for your service here at Our Lady of Perpetual Help Catholic Church in Belchase. Amen. And let us together stand as we continue with the prayers of the faithful, the universal prayers of the faithful. At the conclusion, the collect of that prayer will be the special blessing that will be imparted upon all of our catechists.
For all who have sought and found the Lord in His holy church, and for those who are in the process of finding their way, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For political and national leaders, and for all who assist them in exercising their authority, may God open their hearts to His guidance. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who are unemployed or underemployed, and for those who seek to help them, may the Lord provide for them. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of this Mass, the needs of the people whose names are written in the Hear Our Prayer book, and the prayers we hold in the silence of our hearts, united with Our Lady of Perpetual Help, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who cannot be physically present with us today in this sacred assembly, may the Lord's peace come upon them. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who have died, especially Reba Burris Bubrig and Edward Anthony Encalade Jr., may they experience the eternal joy of the heavenly kingdom. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
hear our prayer. That through the intercession of Our Lady of Prompt Succor, we will be spared damage to life and property during this hurricane season. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all military and first responders, that they and their families may be kept safe from all harm. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us now entrust the petitions that we've given voice with those held in the silence of our hearts to the faithful intercession of the Immaculate Heart of the Blessed Virgin Mary, our perpetual help, as we say, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. With your fatherly blessing, Lord, strengthen these, your servants, your disciples, in their resolve to dedicate themselves as catechists. Grant that they will strive to share with others what they themselves derive from pondering your word and studying the church's teaching, and let them gladly join those they teach in honoring and serving your holy name. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Please be seated at this time as we transition now to the liturgy of the Eucharist.
As the bread and wine are prepared, let us join in singing This Little Light of Mine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Jesus gave to me, I'm gonna let it shine. Jesus gave to me, I'm gonna let it shine. Jesus gave to me, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Pray, beloved, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Receive with favor, O Lord, we pray, the offerings of your people, that what they profess with devotion and faith may be theirs through these heavenly mysteries, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for you so loved the world that in your mercy you sent us the Redeemer to live like us in all things but sin, so that you might love in us what you loved in your Son, by whose obedience we have been restored to those gifts of yours that by sinning we had lost in disobedience. And so, Lord, with all the angels and saints, we too give you thanks as an exaltation we acclaim.
Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy, and you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me."
The mystery of faith. Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we, who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit, may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, with St. Alphonsus Liguori, and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servant Francis, our Pope, and Gregory, our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you've summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen, 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 amen. Beloved, we stand together, mindful of the Savior's command, and in the light of divine teaching, we now dare to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the crucified and risen Lord Jesus Christ be with you always.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other a sign of peace.
Lamb of God,
you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us.
Lamb of God,
take away the sins of the world, grant us peace, grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
As we come forward to receive the body and blood of Christ, let us join in singing One Bread, One Body. One bread, one body.
For those presently unable to receive Jesus in the most blessed sacrament of the altar, we offer the following prayer. Soul of Christ, sanctify me. Body of Christ, save me. Blood of Christ, inebriate me. Water from the side of Christ, wash me. Passion of Christ, strengthen me. O good Jesus, hear me. Within thy wounds, hide me. Suffer me not to be separated from thee. From the malicious enemy, defend me. In the hour of my death, call me and bid me come to thee, that with thy saints and angels I may praise thee forever and ever. Amen. Let us stand and let us pray. Graciously raise up, O Lord, those you renew with this sacrament, that we may come to possess your redemption both in mystery and in the manner of our life, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Before the final solemn blessing, I just wanted to make a comment with regard to Deacon Henry. Deacon Henry has been with us since June the 1st, as a transitional deacon, and his time will come to an end technically at the end of this month of September. So next weekend he'll preach at All Masses. It'll be his last time preaching with us. He has to be, they have instructed him and his other brothers who are in internship as deacons to do a self-quarantine before going back into the seminary, which is to be back in by October the 15th. So he will be with us again through the end of this month. He will do the Bible study, a biblical walk through the Mass tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock and then the next Monday following. And then I'll help him to gather his things. I hope you realize, and I know he does, the great disadvantage he's been up against, the challenges, not being able to experience the fullness of our community, and this has been throughout. But I can tell you this, because he tells me, because he exchanges conversation with his brothers in other parishes, he says that he's had more opportunities to do things here than they have had outside. So I've given him as many chances as I can to help him. Obviously, you know, the accent is a heavy accent. Of all the Africans, the Nigerians have that heaviest accent of all. And, you know, he came to this country for the first time in 2016. And he said, Father, if you think what you're dealing with now is tough, you should have heard me when I first came. But he works very hard, very diligently. And I know our Knights of Columbus have adopted him, and they've always been very, very faithful in helping our seminarians, our deacons, and just our school children, period, high school in every way. And he's most appreciative. Let's continue to pray for him. He is aware of the challenges, and of course, acoustically, if you ever want to, you know, his homilies do have great, great material, great substance. You actually hear him better if you listen to the recorded version. If you go back, we have the Liturgy of the Word recorded as well as a whole Mass on our audio, our Podbean, as well as if you look at the video that's uploaded to YouTube as well as on the Facebook. The audio is a lot, you get a clearer understanding of him because it's pure. It's not bouncing around and you hearing it in the space. So I do want you to know, I do challenge him. I tell him that, you know, you have to keep working. It's absolutely essential. One of the primary things we do is communicate the Word of God, to communicate to people. So I just want you to know that. So next weekend, All Masses, he'll preach, and then during the week, that following week, he'll be making his way. And so I extend that to you. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit. Bow down your heads and pray for God's blessing.
Bestow and increase heavenly grace on your faithful, O Lord. May they praise you, and may they praise you with their lips, with their souls, with their lives. And since it is by your gift that we exist, may our whole lives be yours. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down on you and remain with you forever.
Amen. Go forth, glorifying God by the way you live your lives.
Thanks be to God.
Go make a difference. We can make a difference. Go make a difference in the world. Go make a difference. We can make a difference. Go make a difference in the world.
So let
your love shine on. Let it shine for all to see. Go make a difference in the world. And the Spirit of Christ will be with us as we go. Go make a difference in the world. Go make a difference. We can make a difference. Go make a difference in the world. Go make a difference. We can make a difference. Go make a difference in the world.
Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all evil spirits who prowl around the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.